As we continue our time of worship today, with children's time, I invite our incredible children's director, Heather Taylor, up to lead the children in a message prepared specially just for them.
Thank you, Tyler. Okay, kids, come on up. Everybody, come on up. You get to sit on the steps, and before you sit, grab one. Just grab one. You don't have to look at it. Just grab it. Grab it without looking. Just whatever you get what you get. You don't throw a fit. Just get one. Awesome. How fun. Okay, everybody grab one and sit on the steps. Okay, all righty. Good morning. Okay, Hudson, you want to get one, sweetie? Just grab one. Anyone. Take a letter, any letter. Oh wait, I was thinking about you when I did this. You gotta get one. Cool. Thank you. All right. What a nice big group today. Well, everybody has, what do you have in your hand? What did you grab? And they are what? Letters, right? Letters. And how many of you know your alphabet? Just raise your hand if you know your alphabet. And some of you are still learning your alphabet, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Hudson, you know your alphabet? Awesome. What letter did Hudson get? C. Okay. Yeah, there's a letter on each side, so a C and an S. Well, you're so blessed to have an older sister to help you there. So what we are talking about today is what do we use letters for to do what? Spell what? Words, right? And then what do we do with words? We make them into, we read them and we make them into sentences, right? And then once you can read letters and words and sentences, you can read books. Yeah, I heard somebody say it, books. Well, yes, I did hear you say it. That's awesome, Gwen. So that's why the foundation of reading is first learning our letters, right? And then words and then sentences. Well, there are so many great books you could read. I hope you guys love to read, now or someday when you become really good readers. But the greatest book is behind you up on that table called the altar. What book is that? The Bible. Thank you, Lila. Yes, the Bible. And the Bible is God's word to us to teach us how to love each other and live our lives. Well, in the Bible, it tells us to love God with all your heart. The greatest commandment is love God with all your heart, all your soul. Can everybody do soul? With all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Who's your neighbor? Who's your neighbor? Gwen. Yeah, Nina and Shane, Rosalie. In a cul-de-sac. Well, guess what? You know, God means love everyone around you. The people sitting next to you, your teachers, not only your friends, everybody here, even if you don't know them, we're to love each other. We are all neighbors. So anyone you run into in the grocery store, you can smile at them. Okay, so finally, I'm going to wrap it up here. What loving each other can bring us joy. And whenever we put Jesus first, and whenever you feel joy, you feel joy when you put Jesus first, others next, and yourself last. So that will bring you joy. Jesus first, others next, and yourself last. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's put our hands in a prayer position. Dear Lord, Thank you for loving us. And thank you for teaching us to love others, to be kind, to be helpful, and to be present. We love you, Jesus. Amen. All right, let's go to Children's Church. Stay with your buddy, and we will go all together. I'll meet you back in the lobby out there in the narthex. Okay.